Welcome to Dracena Wines Podcast. Our wines plus your moments equals great memories. I'm your host, Lori, and this is a podcast about all things wine. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening in. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to share with you, the best I can, my incredible experience in Villeneuve, Hungary. I am honored and humbled to have been their guest for the annual Franc and Franc Symposium, the celebration of Cabernet Franc. Today's episode is a very brief tour of the Cyclos Fortress. The real tour, if you were visiting, could last over 3 hours. We got a very brief insight into the historical significance of the fortress, and at the end, we were greeted by a group of winemakers ready to show off their wines. This is a situation where I wish the podcast was a vlogcast so that you can see the beauty of this place. Please go to our homepage, bit.ly/listen to Dracena, with a capital L and a capital D, to see some of the photos. I hope you enjoy. A bit about the fortress from their website before we listen in. And I apologize for the pronunciations that I am sure that I'm going to be butchering. The Cyclos Fortress is first mentioned in a certificate dated 1294. The owners at the time were the Cyclosky family and the Khan tribe. In 1387, King Sigmund confiscated the fortress and donated it to the Nador branch of the Gari family. The Garis owned the fortress for a century, and they enlarged the fortress in Gothic style. In 1482, the fortress became a royal domain again, and King Matthias gave it to his son John Corvin. In 1507, Emery Perrenier occupied the fortress by siege. The Pyrenees rearranged and, in the spirit of the Renaissance, reconstructed the palace fortress. Emery Penry and his second wife, Dorothea Canizet, spent the greater part of their lives in the fortress. But after the lost battle of the Mohawks in 1526, Dorothea left Cyclos, first moving to Nemetjevar, now Gussing in Austria, and then to Sarvar, while the son of the Nador, who is the governor, moved to Saropotak. The fortress of Cyclos was occupied by the troops of the Sultan Suleiman in 1543, and the fortress was used by the Turks for 150 years as a major military base. After taking it back from the Turks, the fortress was donated to Count Anesa Silvius de Capra, a general of the emperor. He started the construction of the still existing huge fortress castle, but the works were temporarily terminated after his death. The final touches on the castle were implemented by the Bathiani family in the 18th century. In 1873, the fortress was purchased by Poznawi, now Bratislava, attorney called Las Bonifia. His family were the last private owners of the building. In 1929, the fortress and the castle were awarded national monument status. In 1944, the military treasury bought the complex and they had plans for its reconstruction. The fortress, partially disintegrated and heavily destroyed in World War II, had no owner until 1955, when Baranya County Council became the body responsible for its management and restoration. The fortress is now state property. In 2000, the maintenance of the fortress was taken over by the Cyclos Fortress Theater, now working as a non-profit company.
Welcome here to the Villeneuve wine region. This is your very first step here, and you will have very exciting 3 days to come. And we are very proud to host this kickoff event of this Franc and Franc International Forum. My name is Mark Kinchesh, and I'm the Senior Advisor, Tourism Representative of the Cyclos Tourist Organization. We are very proud to host you here in this fortress, and I'm really happy to introduce you to a very nice Hungarian lady who is actually known as Storm. Her name is even in Hungarian Magyar. Her name is Lilla Magyar, and she will make us a very brief 2-3 hours of show round in the castle, because you know.
And as Mark mentioned, my name is Lilla, and in the next minutes I will tell you the main information in connection of the castle. This place is called Barbican, which built in the first part of the 16th century. And it is very important for us because of the Western Wall. It is the youngest wall, youngest part of the castle. And if you look up there, between the gate and the first floor, you can see just a simple wall. But in that part, 4 years ago, was found original part of the chapel, Christ statue, which was made in the 15th century. And now you will see it in front of the altar in the chancel. And the second which tells you in Polish and in Hungarian, but I translated that in World War II, Polish and American and English prisoners of war were imprisoned here in the castle. And I had a special meeting, and I would like to share it with you. 8 years ago, the castle was closed because of the renovation. And we had a call from an American man, who is called Tyler Bridges, who came here from California to visit all the places in Europe and in Hungary, where his father had to be a prisoner of war. So he visited the castle, and I saw him when he stepped into the chapel. His eyes were filled with tears, and I asked him what happened, and he said, my father, who died earlier, my father told me that there is a chapel in the castle where he was praying for staying alive in 1944. So that's why I say it is a gift that I can be a worker of the castle, because I have an chance to meet these kind of special people. So let me show you this special place, the chapel. Here you can see the oldest part, the southern wall, which was built in the second half of the 13th century. And the whole building was finished in the first half of the 18th century. So the building, which is called Castle of Siklos, its building was about 500 years. That's why you can see Gothic, Renaissance, and Baroque parts as well. And here is a wine museum. As we are in the heart of the Villai wine region, we have a wine museum in the castle for 20 years. And you will meet my colleague, who is a sommelier, who will be the part of the wine tasting, the conference room, and all the information I know in connection of the wines, the wine region, I know from her. And here is the chapel, the most beautiful part of the castle room. If someone has just 10 or 15 minutes to visit the castle, we offer to visit the chapel. That's the original painting, the red painting. This is from the 15th century. That's, that family crest board is from 1515, from the former owner of the castle. And here you can see these special parts on the floor. You might know that we had many wars of independence. For example, in 1848 and 49, we had it against the Habsburgs. That time, the owner of the castle was the Minister of Foreign Affairs, And as we lost this war of independence, he had to leave the country. He had to go to emigration, first to Turkey, then to France, and he died in France in 1854. But due to a local teacher who was called Peter Peric, his ashes now rest here in peace in the chancel there. And as we have two important dates in connection of this War of Independence, we come here on the 15th of March, which is the day of the revolution, which was the first important event of this war, and the 6th of October, where all the leaders were killed in Arad. So on these days, we come here to commemorate the former owner of the castle and the Minister of Foreign Affairs. And here is another special part. Now he rests the ashes of the last owner, Moritz Banyovsky, who is the grandson of the great traveler, as another Count Banyovsky Moritz is called. And as I mentioned, there were many, many special events in the castle. 2 years ago, we had another call from Oleg Banyovsky, who is the grandson of the last owner, and he asked us to have this his wedding here in the chancel. It was a special day because many, many Banyovsky came here from America, from Ireland, from many places of the earth, but the special moment for me was to meet his grandfather, who is the son of the last owner of the castle. And if you imagine how he felt to step in to the castle where he lived until his age of 10, arriving to his grandson's wedding, and this wedding is at the grave of his father. So it was a very, very special day for us. And due to the self-government of Siklos, the path, the walking path nearby the bridge will be called Banyovsky Path from the next year. And if we will be lucky, Paul Banyovsky, the son of the last owner, will be invited and will be here, and will be there as this path will be called Banyovsky Path from his father. So that's why I like to work. I guide you this way. Due to the renovation, you can walk through the eastern wing. You will walk on glass floor, and under the glass floor you will see the ruins of the rooms of the Gora family, the owner of the castle from the 15th century. And then we walk to the east northern wing, where the conference room is.
Or we can say the knight's room, because that's the official name of the room. So we will be the knights of the castle for today.
Yes. Hello. And you can see it is also a gallery. We have many painters and artists here. Not just here in the Shiloh region, so they are always invited to show us their work. And these are the colors. Here is the Dilan Mountain, and the south part of the mountain is the Dilan Ban region. You might know. We have 22 wine regions in Hungary. It is the southeast. And I guide you this way. Here you can see the outer castle wall as well. And we have a pilgrim place, 900 years. So many visitors come here, not just for visiting the castle, but because of this place. It is Mariagyud is a part of Siklos. So we are city from 1977, and Mariagyud is the part of Siklos from that day. Which shows us that the last owner had their breakfast here.
Siklos and the whole staff of the Siklos Castle. Here at the kickoff event, you will meet Lee when he is from the Siklos area, and you will see and taste the lighter part of the Beeline Vine region. So we will start step by step to get to know the wines of the wine region and step into the main topic of the prom. You could only have a very small taste of the Siklos Castle. We have plenty of exhibitions, temporary and of course also permanent exhibitions, from the prison to the wine museum. Let me introduce you to two important ladies here. One is the head sommelier of the wine museum. And we do have also with us that person who is actually the head of the Jewish Association of Siklos. But she's also a great baker, because she's the one who is preparing those delicacies for the guests of the castle, and also she presented salty and sweet snacks to keep you fed, and also not to keep you alive and keep you standing So this is all from us, but please remember that you are always welcome back here, because we've got much more to show you around, and you could spend easily 2 weeks in this area. Siklos itself would take you 2-3 days, especially if you visit the cellars. But please meet our cellar winemakers here who are presenting the best of what they have here. Thanks.
Thank you.
Be welcome.
Have a nice time here.
Have a great event.
Back to you here, not just in Hungary, but here in the castle of Siklos. So have a nice time here.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Dracaena Wines Podcast. If you have suggestions on what topics you would like us to discuss, please reach out to us on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, Google, and Periscope as @DracaenaWines. I am also on LinkedIn as Lori Hoyt Budd, or email us at DracaenaWines.com. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast catcher to help others find us more easily. We are found on all of your favorite aggregators. To subscribe easily to iTunes, go to bit.ly/DracaenaPodcast. That's bit.ly/DracaenaPodcast. And that's a capital D for Dracaena and capital P for podcast. Please check out our award-winning wines and find out about our wine club at DracaenaWines.com. And remember to always pursue your passion. Sláinte!